Once again, it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I'm going to encourage you, if you will, at this time, go get your Bible. Turn it to the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. And turn to Malachi chapter 3. And we'll commence with our studies in just a moment where we left off at the last study. And while you are turning to Malachi chapter 3, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, who is coming to us by way of his foresight and writing down Sunday school lessons for uses of the churches. And the lessons we're studying at this time were printed in a little book that I have in my library. And they are the Sunday school lessons for 1922. And in a moment, we'll continue his study of the book of Malachi and a Sunday school lesson he prepared for September 17th, 1922. And this is the 110th lesson of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, we're looking at the book of Malachi chapter 3, and we stopped in verse 3. So let me read again. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3. It says, referring to a prophecy really of Christ, it says, "He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver, and they shall offer unto Jehovah offerings in righteousness." Notice what it says here. They shall offer unto Jehovah offerings in righteousness. Of course, we know in the Old Testament the offerings were of the flocks and of the goats and of the herd and such things as that. And there's also money offerings that they were using to help rebuild the temple and finance that. But we have offerings to make in the New Testament. Now, yes, we are to give as we have prospered, and we'll talk about that. But there's other offerings we make. In fact, we give our bodies as a living sacrifice. It tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service." I also want to read in this regard Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18. Paul says, "But I have all things in abound. I am filled, having received from Epaphroditus the things which came from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God." We read in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 13, and I want to read verses beginning in verse 15. It says, "Through him let us then offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, which make confession to his name. But let us do good, and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." And I mention one more. This is in 1 Peter chapter 2. And in verse 5, "Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, and to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." We're not told to tithe as they were in the Old Testament, but we are admonished to make offerings and sacrifices unto God by the way we've been prospered, and also, particularly now, by the way that we live. for our lives are to be a living sacrifice. But now let me read to you Elam's notes from the book of Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 4. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasing unto Jehovah. That is, when God, as a refiner and fuller, had purified and cleansed his worshipers, as in the days of old, that is, before the worship was corrupted. And Malachi chapter 3 and verse 5, And I will come near to you in judgment. God would judge them and be a swift witness against them for their sins herein mentioned: sorcery, adultery, false swearing, oppression of the hireling and of widows and of orphans, turning the stranger from his way, and not fearing God. All these sins are condemned by the word of God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, For I, Jehovah, change not. Jehovah is the self-existing, eternal, unchangeable one. We read way back in Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, where God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. And this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. And so, returning now to Elam's notes, God deals with his people as follows. I, Jehovah, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, and upon the third and upon the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing loving kindness unto thousands, a thousand generations of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. Therefore ye, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed, Malachi said, because of God's unfailing and unchangeable mercy in his covenant with the children of Israel. He had not utterly consumed them. There were always some who would repent and serve God. Then the covenant of grace to be established through Jesus Christ, a change of the priesthood and of the law, Hebrews 7:12, was no sign that God had changed his purpose and his plan. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7, From the days of your fathers ye have turned aside from my ordinances and have not kept them. The Jews were repeating their history of disobedience. Oh, Jeremiah had warned them of all of this before. In Jeremiah 7, 25 and 26, and Jeremiah 16, 11 through 13, and they were returning again to their old ways. Malachi was saying, God was saying through Malachi, Return unto me. By turning away from the sins enumerated by Malachi, and by worshiping God according to his ordinances and doing his will toward others. And I will return to you, saith Jehovah of hosts. This is a manifestation of God's unchanging mercy and love. I love to read about God's love in the Bible. I tremble at his wrath, and I thrill at his love. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7, we read, Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We also read in the book of Ezekiel. Let me find this reference here. This is in Ezekiel chapter 33 and in verse 11. Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? But the people said this, Wherein shall we return? They were so blinded, and their consciences were so hardened by their sin, that they could not see how far they were from God, and that their worship was not acceptable to him. We are reminded here of the sad fact that some who claimed to be the children of God, who would not think of robbing their fellow man, study what indignant when they asked to return to the pure and simple worship, as it is written in the New Testament. Will a man rob God? That's what question was asked in the book of Malachi. In Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 8, will a man rob God? God shows that, as in other things, the Jews were guilty in withholding the tithes and offerings, and that in so doing they had forsaken his temple and robbed him. The Levites had not even received enough to sustain themselves and their families. In self-justification they ask, Wherein have we robbed thee? Some may ask in ignorance and astonishment today, How can God be robbed? They have heard the prayer that giving does not impoverish God and withholding does not enrich him, and wonder, therefore, how can God be robbed? God answered, in tithes and offerings. The tithe was a tenth of the crops, the fruit, and such as that of the increase of their flocks and herds, Leviticus 27, 30-33, Numbers 18, 21-32, Deuteronomy 14, 28-39. In withholding the tithes and offerings due to God, the Jews had robbed him. In withholding that which is due him today, many rob him still. God teaches Christians in the New Testament to give cheerfully and liberally to the poor, to support the true preachers of the gospel, and to the upbuilding of his cause in every scripture way. And those who do not do so rob him. God calls for the service of all men, and those who will not render this service rob him. It is due God that all men honor him with their time, with their talents and means, and when they do not, they rob him. Robbing God is a fearful sin. Men rob God who would not think of robbing their fellow men. Study what God says on being rich toward him, rich in good works, and laying up of treasure in heaven. I want to read to you some of the things from the New Testament about this. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We read a parable in Luke chapter 12 about a certain rich man that brought forth plentifully, and he thought he would be satisfied with these things. He said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 19, Thou hast many goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prospered, whose shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Now that's as far as we're going to get today in the study of the book of Malachi. And there is more to come. We're going to finish this book out, and then that way finish out the Old Testament in the lessons that follow. You're listening very well. Make sure you return again to the Warren County Radio Bible School.